So a speech that Taylor Swift made last night has everybody talking this morning. She's no longer scared of anybody. I'll just say that. We're going to hear what she had to say coming up in just a second. First, a player was removed from Survivor for the first time in the history of the show. 39 seasons of Survivor, and this is the first time they've ever kicked someone off the show who wasn't voted out.
It must have been really bad.
Well, last night, Jeff Probst told the remaining players that Dan Spilo had been removed from the show, and it has been a very messy season. Dan was involved in a very controversial episode earlier in the season when a player named Kelly Kim, who has since been eliminated, accused him of inappropriate touching. Okay. Then there were some other women on the show who made up their own complaints to try and get other people to vote him out.
Really?
Yeah, it was the worst thing you've ever seen.
Sneaky.
And awful, really. You know, kind of takes away from her legitimate complaint.
Yeah.
So Kelly's issues with Dan did seem to be legitimate, and he was warned about his behavior.
Okay.
Now, the show is saying that they've been as forthcoming as possible, but in this situation, out of respect for privacy and confidentiality, they can't say any more. And they're saying that the reason that he was kicked off didn't involve another player on the show. So I'm assuming it involved a member of, like, the production crew or something.
Okay, sure.
Kelly Kim, the player who originally accused him of inappropriate touching, said, "While Dan's dismissal has validated the concerns that I raised from the beginning of the season, I wish that no one else had to be subjected to this type of behavior." And then she said that CBS and Survivor were on notice of his behavior from the very first days of the game. And as Survivor fans know, shortly after I spoke up on camera, I was voted off the show, which is horrible. And she said, "I wish that many things had gone differently, but I'm glad that my decision to speak up did make a difference."
Not a good look for Survivor.
I know. They're keeping things very hush-hush right now, but I'm assuming as the days go on, we're going to learn more and more about what happened.
They'll have to address it. I just had a flashback to what happened in Bachelor in Paradise a couple of years ago. You remember when they had that whole debacle?
That was a mess too.
They had to like devote a whole episode to basically, you know, like educating sort of like the cast. Mm-hmm. And it was a
they
whole
shut
thing.
Down the show. They shut
that's
down production
right,
of the show
right,
fully.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. There was no alcohol involved in this
right.
incident
yeah,
on
true.
Survivor.
That's right.
All right. So Taylor Swift was honored as the Billboard Woman of the Year last night in LA. And she's getting so much support for her acceptance speech. I had shown when I watched it, honestly. So first, she highlighted the unique challenges that women face in her industry and in the world in general.
"And now I realize that this is just what happens to a woman in music if she achieves success or power beyond people's comfort level. I now have come to expect that with good news comes some sort of pushback, but I didn't know that then. We are held at a higher, sometimes impossible feeling standard. And it seems that my fellow female artists have taken this challenge and they have accepted it."
Okay, and then she went there. She went in on Scooter Braun. So as we know, Scooter Braun is a music executive. He manages a few really big artists, including Justin Bieber. He actually discovered Justin Bieber, so you may love him or hate him, depending on how much you like Justin. And Taylor has been feuding with him since he purchased all of her old music and tried to block her from performing or using her own songs.
"And of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale, or even when it was announced. I'm fairly certain he knew exactly how I would feel about it, though. And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, 'But he's always been nice to me,' when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music. And of course, he's nice to you. If you're in this room, you have something he needs. The fact is that private equity is what enabled this man to think, according to his own social media post, that he could buy me. But I'm obviously not going willingly."
Wow. I had chills. Wow. She's standing up there looking amazing, and she is just not terrified at all of these executives.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be, but I'm surprised she named names.
Mm-hmm.
She said Scooter by name. It was she was talking specifically about him for a length of time.
It's funny when you have nothing to lose when you're at the top. I mean, you know, you're the woman of the decade. Here you are. Everyone's listening. Time to speak your truth.
She hid away a lot, like in the past, and she spoke a little bit about that during her speech. We'll get it up for you on our Facebook page. But I was so impressed that she was so brave, yes, for speaking her truth. And I was so impressed by the people in the room after the speech. You saw men, women, young, old. You could see them. They stood up and they gave her a standing ovation, and you could see how much respect there was for her going in there. So I think she could change not only what's happening in the music industry, but hopefully in a lot of industries. And I respect her for that, too. Mm. All right, I'm Nikki, and that is your biz, and I will respect you. I already do respect you, but if you could take Sam down this morning, like, if you could beat him, it would be a whole new level. We've got your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to see Disney on Ice presents Road Trip Adventures, okay? We're going to play coming up in about 6 minutes.